Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.
One of our busiest editions in quite some time. Lots has transpired May 3rd, this date in Flames history. We will start 17 years ago today. Saddledome is where we were. Flames up 3-2 in their second round series with the Detroit Red Wings. Mika Kiprusoff coming off a shutout in Detroit at the Joe in Game 5. To Game 6 we go. The shutout streak has now spanned more than six periods. We're into overtime in a 0-0 tie.
The puck's in the left corner of the Red Wings zone. The Flames have it. Conroy goes behind the net. He's wrapped up by Lang. The puck into the left corner for Aginla. Aginla to the left circle. Aginla shot. Joseph save. Rebound. He scores! Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby! Martin Gilliland scores! The Flames win it! 1-0! Yeah, baby!
Mika Kiprusoff shuts the door on the Hall of Fame-laden Detroit Red Wings. Not once, but twice in a row. A shutout in Game 5. Craig Conroy, the only goal. 1-0 win. A shutout in Game 6. 38 saves, almost into double overtime. The eliminator, Marty Gelina, with his second consecutive series-winning overtime goal. Flames win the series, Will. 4-2, and that call from the Hall of Famer, the fact that the goal was scored at home, that might be the most, I think anyway, and you know, different ages, different recollections, I'd be curious for you. For me, Gelina, Game 6 against Detroit, most memorable goal of the 0-4 run for me.
Really, for me, it's Steve Monitor's beaver clap in San Jose.
The very next
that was
game.
Also In overtime as well. That one for me is the one that immediately comes to mind. But yeah, that one wouldn't be far behind it. Probably number two. And the best part of that call, as we talk about all the time, is the Mike Rogers beating Peter Maher to the fact that he scored. Yeah, the greatest. And it was a huge goal. But yeah, for some reason, probably because of the stick tap. But the Monitor goal sticks out to me, and also was a huge win, Game 1 in San Jose.
And another ridiculous outing from Mika Kiprusoff. They started that series 6 days later. Of course, they would win the Western Conference Final in six games, thanks in large part to that goal that you're talking about.
And maybe that series sticks out more to me because one of the legendary fan chants came out of that series, which is Richie's ugly. One of the greatest chants of all time. And when you've got 20,000 people chanting that, It sticks out.
I wanted to start with a great
sorry, Mike Ricci.
Goosebump inducing. Not really, though. Bad hair. Come on. I wanted to start with like a real goosebump inducing positive feeling start to this date in Flames history, because how about exactly 2 years later, the following season, Flames Northwest Division regular season champions, heavily favored in a series against the Anaheim Ducks. Ducks forced Game 7 thanks to Scott Niedermeyer's third period game winner in Game 6. We take you to Game 7, 2006, 15 years ago today, again at the Scotiabank Saddledome.
Soleil goes after it back in his own zone as the Flames make a change. Soleil, lead pass, picked up by Solani. He shoots, scores! A broken stick as Simon doesn't have stick. The puck comes back to the line. Nevsky with a long shot over, moves it across, and from the point, Soleil scores. Now it's Lombardi throwing it out into the slot. This time, Friesen will get a shot away, and he scores to put it away for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. 20 seconds remaining.
And to think, exactly 2 years apart, May 3rd, 2004, May 3rd, 2006, one of the most elated buildings of all time to one of the most deflated buildings of all time. One of the worst Game 7 showings in Calgary Flames history 15 years ago today, as they fell 3-0 to the Anaheim Ducks. Ilya Brizgalov, 22 saves for the shutout. Ruslan Soleil, 2 points. Timo Solani, game winner in the second period. It's one that a lot of people still can't get over. The Flames were so good that year, and they had such an opportunity for another deep playoff run. But that Game 7 performance, they just could not get out of their own way. Listless, could never get off the map. Credit the Ducks, no doubt about it. But that Game 7 loss in 2006 still sticks in a lot of people's craws.
Well, I remember we were talking about the Ducks. I don't know, was it last week or the week before? We were talking, I think it was the Bieksa and Stajan kind of crossover there. I think that's when we were talking about it. But anyways, I had mentioned that I knew this was the last season. They were the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim because all I could see was stupid Jeff Friesen's face celebrating against the end boards after putting in that icer that you just played, courtesy Mark Lee of CBC. But, man, it was not a fun time because you're coming off the momentum of 2004. Then you go immediately into a year-end lockout or a year-full lockout. And then you come out of that, you win the division, and, yeah, you go down in seven games. Just wasn't a ton of fun for the Flames or their fans, and it was a Game 7 that really just was quite flat, and that's, I think, what sticks out and maybe makes more people angry when you look back at that 2006 playoff series. Also, bizarre, by the way, maybe it was because of the lockout, but bizarre that it was the second round
in
the first clip, and that was the first round here in 2006.
The reason why it was pushed so back was the Tofino Olympics. So because they have the 2-week break or 2.5-week break in the middle of the season, that year was pushed way back. So the playoffs started later than normal, which is why May 3rd was Game 7 of a first-round series. 2 years after, May 3rd was Game 6 of a second-round series.
And apologies, by the way, the late, great Don Whitman was the call, not Mark Lee.
Don Whitman, what an absolute...
Mark Lee was still good, but Don Whitman's next level.
Both very, very good, and there is something about a Don Whitman-called game. He just, like Bob Cole-like, Peter Marr-like, in terms of the way that they could convey emotion, and you could just feel it. You'd turn on a game, no score bug, you knew where the game was and kind of how important it was based on Don Whitman's tone, one of the all-time greats. So rest in peace. Also, 6 years ago today, Flames lost Game 2 of their second-round series, 3-0 to the Anaheim Ducks, as Getzlaf, Perry each had 2 points. Freddie Anderson, 30-save shutout. Ducks took a 2-0 series lead. Calgary would lose that series in 5 games. Wanted to non-playoff-related note, but very significant note. On this date, 5 years ago, Flames made a coaching change, firing head coach Bob Hartley after 4 seasons. Here was general manager Brad Treliving.
When you go through the process, which I've gone through over the course of the last couple of weeks, is I just felt that at this particular time for us to move forward, Bob has taken this team as far as I feel he can take it. I think if you, each coach has their own style, their own way of doing things. Bob, to me, is able to get a lot out of players. But when you sit back and review, and as I've gone through this process over the course of the last few weeks, I felt for us to move forward as an organization that it was time, it was important, and it was critical that we made this decision.
So, Will, the Flames have that miracle 14-15 season. They get to Game 5 of Round 2 against all odds. The following year, they take significant step back, miss the playoffs by a pretty large margin, and following the season, about a month after the season ended, the team makes the decision to part ways with Bob Hartley. He finished 134, 135, and 25 behind Calgary's bench. They made the playoffs once. They were a below 500 team the rest of the way. He was replaced by Glenn Gullitson about a month later. But it was one of the oddest coaching tenures I can remember for the Flames, because there was so much bad under Hartley, but there's that one good year. He won the Jack Adams, all of it. It was one of the most polar opposite coaching runs over 4 years for a coach in this city.
Well, and his hiring definitely came out of the blue as well. Obviously, he had close ties and close relations with Jay Feaster, so that part of it wasn't surprising. But the fact that he'd been out of the league for so long, it was kind of a name you weren't really expecting. And then you kind of go through those lean years in these early part, and you're right, that 2014-15 season kind of just exploded. And I've said this a couple of times, Pat, I think that was maybe the beginning of the end in terms of misevaluating or misinterpreting what this core was capable of, because I think that season was a fun anomaly, but they tried to, you know, essentially build it from there. Like, they were ready to compete for the Stanley Cup. And when you have double digit comeback wins just to make the playoffs, I just don't know how that turns out. And then obviously the next year was kind of more a regression to the mean of 500 at 35-40-7. So they've been kind of around that mark ever since, outside obviously 18-19. But yeah, that was the beginning of the end, I think, for this core. And it'll be curious to see if it was the beginning of the end for the GM as well.
One of those scenarios where, I mean, it was great. And
keep in mind, it's probably not... Sorry, Pat, I didn't want to jump on you. Just wanted to say, keep in mind, it's not necessarily Brad's fault either, because I would imagine after that season, the mandate from ownership was, we got to do this every year and we got to win playoff rounds every year. So I, by no means am I saying that you know, Brad misevaluated this core. I'm just saying that, you know, probably had the word from above that mm-hmm. he had to keep pushing, and he did.
Well, and I don't think you're off base on that. And since the Game 5 loss to the Ducks in round 2, what, they've won 3 playoff games since? Sweep, 1 game, 2 game. Yeah, 3 playoff wins since the Anaheim series in 2015. Anyway, on this date 5 years ago, Bob Hartley fired by the team. He'd be replaced about a year later by Glenn Gullitson. There you go. This date in Flames history.
Today in Flames history, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.